member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
On PodRiot.com.
666, the number of the Australian Police Force.
Oh my God, it's the apocalypse!
This is Punky.
It's Punky with me, Paul B. Edwards.
Me, Tony Hearn.
And have we got a show for you this week, because it's an England World Cup special.
Yay!
Come on, England! Come on!
This is Punky.
I'm so excited. I am ridiculously excited. How about you, mate?
Yes,
it's just great news, isn't it? It's really, really great news. I'm so pleased. I'm so pleased. Here's the scary music. And it's scary music because it's 666, isn't it? Although it's probably not, because you're probably getting this on 766, which fucks it all up.
Apologies for the show going up late today.
Yeah, I'll say 766. You know, your mate's got it 676. Well, they fucking know. We've discussed that
who
in the
knows?
Past. Do you know, though, after people saying that you're being funny last week, and total talk nonsense catching me out on not one but two jokes, one on the podcast, one at Podcast Alley, it might actually be the apocalypse.
I'm thinking so.
It could be.
See, I can't remember the whole funny thing. I saw the Podcast Alley thing.
I can't remember you ever saying anything funny.
Me? A joke? Sure.
But there's a few things that I haven't noticed on the that people said about the show last week that involve MySpace comments, Podcast Alley comments, emails and messages. We've got a poetry corner this week. You've got a new iTunes review. You've got Is a Twat.
Yep.
We've got news that we've got to say hello and welcome to our listeners at Hussie Skunk.
Hello, Hussie Skunk listeners.
More about you later on. But first of all, we've got a word of the week. Flatface.
Flapface.
Flapface, yeah.
Cool, like a predator.
There will be. Cool like a predator.
Flapface.
Why?
Can't you remember the predator with the face like a vagina? No? Okay.
You need a girlfriend, don't you? When you're saying, when they do those ink blot pictures.
Vagina!
And they show you an ink blot picture of what is quite clearly the predator. You go, oh, it's a lady, it's a vagina. Oh, oh, let me screw predator!
Won't be first on the list, we'll tell you it's not last.
First song this evening is by Cooper. And they sent me this. And they said, go on, play it on the show, will you? Play it on the podcast. This is us. This should be the official England anthem. And do you know what? I think it probably should.
It's better than the fucking official one.
Yeah, it is. And I've now decided it's better than Sham 69's one, Hurry Up England, which we were going to play tonight, but Parlophone wouldn't let us.
No.
Wankers.
But, so we're not playing it.
It's still a fantastic song. They said if you play it, we're going to fine you very heavily. I don't really fancy that.
No.
So, instead, let's play this one. This is Stand Up For England. Get in the mood, England. Come on! We're going to win the World Cup!
Stand up for England. If you love England, stand up for
stand up for England.
Yes,
it's
indeed.
It's the World Cup this week. I'm
starts
so
on,
happy.
Is it Friday?
Friday it starts, but the real action starts Saturday.
Oh,
2
yes.
o'clock GMT.
Fuck knows what that is in Latvia, where I'll be.
But you'll be in Riga.
I'll be
you?
In Riga, yes, this weekend.
We were saying we are absolutely bookending the World Cup.
Yep.
With the old Eastern Bloc for you.
Yeah, I started in Riga this weekend.
England's first game in Riga.
Yep.
And I'll be seeing England's last game.
Hopefully.
I will be.
You will be.
I'll be seeing England's last game on July the 9th in Montreal, when England will play France in the World Cup final.
And win, of course.
And I will laugh at the French Canadians. Ha ha! Ha ha! You should have decided to stay part of us, matey boy! Life would have been sweet. Crazy French Canadians. We've got some French Canadian listeners. I won't be laughing at you. I'll be laughing with you. It's all right. Don't worry about it.
We love the Canadians.
Actually, no. Fuck them.
The
come on, England. I know we probably won't be in the World Cup final against France, but fuck it. A man can dream, can't he? Hey, can't a man dream?
Yeah.
Hey, every 4 years, I think we're going to win it. Every fucking 4 years. 1994, when we didn't qualify, I still thought we made the quarters. Every four years, Gov.
Remember the last one? It was 2002 when it was on.
2002.
It was on very early in the morning.
It was on in the morning, yeah.
So we used to go to England work early and then watch
Brazil.
It.
We were knackered. We were knackered at half time, man. Something fishy was going on that game. Someone had said Brazil have got to win the World Cup. We were far better than them, and they were down to 10 men.
That was a weird match.
And there was that. It was a weird match, man. It wasn't quite
we
right.
We played really well until then, and then we were the same team.
We lost it in the second half for whatever reason. There were players on the pitch that shouldn't have been on the pitch. They weren't fit. And there were some very dubious decisions happened in that match. And there was that freak goal as well.
Yeah.
Ronaldinho goal. Gutted. Yeah.
But this
still,
time.
Anyway.
We're going to win.
More than any other time, this time, we're going to find
you're
a way.
So fucking happy.
Find a way to get away this time. Getting it all together. We'll get it right.
I have absolutely no idea
we're
what you're doing.
We're on our way. We are Ron's 22. Hear the roar of the red, white and blue. Sorry, man. I love England songs. I even like, we're on the ball.
We're on, I like
that
one.
That was a great one, that one. Yeah, I did like that. And love's got the world in motion. I didn't like the John Barnes rap halfway through
crap.
That, though. Because that was supposed to be the first ever cool England song.
Yeah.
Better one,
was it? It was pretty cool, though. Cause
anyway,
yes.
Less about ours. I'm having a look at photographs of Natasha Lewis on MySpace.
Yeah, you're adding MySpace people while you're in the show, and
yeah.
It's rather distracting.
She's way too nice for you, Tony. Might as well give that. What we're doing with MySpace, basically, is I'm adding everyone who puts in a friend request to us, and I'm telling you, if it's a girl, just on the off chance that you could maybe get a girlfriend, but she lives in California. She's a recording artiste, so you've got that in common. She's out of your league, man. Out of your league. Do you want to do
fair
podcast
enough.
Alley comments first?
Yeah, sure. While you go surf on. Or whatever.
No. I've
you
stopped surfing.
You best
stop
looking at porn.
I've stopped surfing.
Best fucking
I've stopped surfing.
Not in your punky.
I've stopped surfing.
It's okay. Right, podcast alley. Please vote for us. We're doing very well this month. We're not well enough. Have
oh,
you seen
yes.
who's ahead of us? There was a Harry Potter.
I don't know how that's got in the music and radio.
In
bit.
Music and radio. And
that's
it's above us.
Mate, that is a mistake. And here's a tip for you in broadcasting.
What?
Don't scream into a microphone without moving back from it. Freaks people out. All right?
Okay.
You've done it before.
That's told me.
And I didn't like it with your James Blunt nonsense. If you're going to shout, stand back from the mic and then move back into it. Watch. Ah! See? It's nice.
Anyway.
Before you start, man. Hussy Skunk listeners, hello. Welcome to Punky. You've missed about a year of us, but it's all right. Don't panic. We're with you now. You're all sat at computers. You must be. It's an internet radio station. I've got a great idea. Why don't you vote for us at Podcast Alley? Just visit punkyradio.com. Stick in your email address. Do us a favour. Because now we are underneath a Harry Potter lot and a bunch of fucking poxy voters. Do us and yourselves a favour. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. You've got fuck all else to do. You listen to us on a Sunday afternoon on the fucking computer. Vote for us, you tits. Fucking septics. Why have we let them syndicate this? I don't know. Sorry.
Right, so Podcast Alley comments. Awesome. I love this show, even though half the time I don't get what you're saying. Maybe it's because I'm only 11. Jake Stelman.
Oh, good God. That was supposed to be the last one that you read out, man. I've got it back in the right order. That was supposed to be the funny
well,
end to
you did tell
me
originally to read them. Oops.
I know.
Way
yeah,
up. But,
yeah.
You know, you're 10
yeah, things. But I knew you wouldn't do that, so I did it the other way around. That was the
so
payoff.
So what's the point of telling me then?
Because I told you in the first place, because you got it wrong in the first place, and I thought, he won't be able to handle this, so I put it back the other way, and you did handle it. I'm sorry. So, read that one again last, and then it'll be funny.
Okay, I'm going to start at the beginning then.
Yeah.
Podcast Ali. Thank you. Knob Jockey. Long time listener, first time commentator. I was going to write something witty and offensive, but then realised I'm an unfunny nice boy. Altered Kitchen. Kitchen. Oh, thanks. Give me one with the fucking...
No. Fine. Doesn't that say Altered Kitchen?
Yes.
Always looking in Dutch, man.
Is it?
That's actually Dutch, but always looking, which we do in a Dutch accent. Yeah. Which I think is Altered or Altered Kitchen. Because I know that Kijk naar je eigen t-shirt means look at your own t-shirt. Because I had that printed on my t-shirt when I went to Holland, because my brother wanted in a t-shirt printing place in Holland when we first went. And you'll know when, how long ago this was by what he had printed on it. He wanted Frankie Zegt Oorlog, which was Dutch for Frankie Says War.
Nice. Right?
And I thought I'd have Kijk naar je eigen t-shirt, look at your own t-shirt. The Dutch would get it, but no one else would. Okay. I was even cool when I was 14.
Okay. Next comment. What? What's this all about then? Do I get a prize or something? Or is it just another cleverly disguised subscription for Save the Wombles? I've been caught up by that twat Orinoco before. That's from Ben and Miles.
Nice of Ben. Oh, by the way, the first time one, I reckon that was Bob. Way of the
it
Bob.
It was Bob, sorry.
But I think it was Way of the Bob from Total Nonsense.
All right.
I reckon, yeah. Welcome, sir.
Cool.
Welcome to commenting, Way of the Bob. All the way from Hull, Grimsby, Essex and Holland.
Another one?
Shut up.
Smucker. Gooper fucking Gooper. I'm having to type this on the sly as my missus is convinced that if I listen to your show... Sorry, I've just realised who's done it. If I listen to your show, I'll turn into a sexist pig like Paul. Or a ponce-ass fuckwit like Tony. Don't mind her, though. She's on the blob.
Hey!
From Punk Poco.
He's learning. He's learning.
He's in trouble.
His missus is a silly bitch.
She doesn't listen anyway, so that's not... That's
doesn't
not
she? Do you mean I've been doing all this sexist stuff, even though I'm not sexist?
She forced him to listen
just to wind her up.
On headphones. So I don't,
well,
I assume
she forced her to listen to it, just so she knows that I'm not misanthropic. Misanthropic? Misogynist. That's what I meant. Misanthropic, I think, would suggest I was horrible to everyone, wouldn't it?
You are horrible to everyone.
Oh, yeah. Well, in that case, I am misanthropic, but I'm not misogynist.
No, you're just a cunt.
Right. Being called
another
miss
one.
Anyway.
Classic. You guys will go down big in the unwritten history of the world.
Will we?
What you put out is top class. Why unwritten? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Should write about it.
Right, yeah.
These are my gravestones. I've now got you infected in the ears of my mates, which has caused a lot of emos to have used a lot of kittens when writing about us in their diaries. Please think of the... Then dot dot, so it's cut off. That's some flea retardant book, Teddy, who we'll be hearing about later on.
Well remembered.
I marked it there. Just in case they didn't have to shout at me again.
I'm amazed.
Shout at me!
See?
Again.
I'm amazed you could read it out.
Fuck off.
Can't read
it. And the last
else.
One, you know, sense of deja vu.
Flat face.
Awesome. I love the show, even though half the time I don't get what you're saying. Maybe it's because I'm only 11. That's from Jake Stelman.
See, that is funny. Let's hope he's not only 11.
Not.
Jake, if you are 11, please don't tell us. We don't want to know.
Well,
this show is for the over 18s only. Did you hear me, Jake?
His username is Jake is 95, and that was 11 years ago, so... Don't know.
Oh, yeah, God.
Could be.
Jake, worrying. I'm sorry, man, you can't listen anymore, you're too young.
You're barred.
Yeah, you can't listen unless you're over 18, officially. Jake, although you do look quite old for your age.
Hey?
Maybe he looks very young for his age, he's really 18, but he looks 11. That'd be alright, wouldn't it? That'd be fine, wouldn't it?
4'9" is a legal dwarf.
It's a what?
Legal dwarf.
So...
checking.
What's that going to do with it? And why do you know that?
I know a few things. What?
Yeah, but the things you seem to know, mate, aren't half dodgy, if you don't mind me saying so.
Okay.
Why did you have to find out the legal height for a dwarf? That's what I want to know. Was it because the blacker the midget, the sweeter the juice?
Yeah. I wanted to make sure they weren't...
As
Trade Descriptions Act and all that, I wanted to make sure they weren't selling me a bad porno.
Fair enough. I think we're going to hear from some porno stuff now. Because I've got MySpace, ladies' comments. I'm loving MySpace. You know that and I know that, right? Do visit. If you're on MySpace, well, in fact, if you're not, you can visit our profile, can't you, and hear the thing. You don't need to be registered to hear the profile. MySpace.com/punkyradio. Every week we do a 3-minute preview of this show, which some people, Alice Rock, have decided that's the only thing they're going to listen to. But more of her later on. There's loads on it. There's some really good photos on there. But again, I don't want to spoil it because I'm going to do all this now. So, latest, you can leave a comment for us. I think you have to be our friend, a MySpace friend, don't you, to leave a comment.
Yes.
Anyway, here are the top 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, we've got 6 this week, but one of them's really short. It's all right. Gooper Gooper. Hey, Piss Mops, love your show. It's the best. I just started listening to it and realised it was practically one of the funniest things I've ever heard. I love it. It fucking rocks. I love you guys, and I'm always looking. I know that's old, but I still use it anyways. Don't worry about it. We do all the time. We're always looking. It was funny the other day. I was waiting for someone to pick me up from the mall, and I was listening to your podcast with Joe in it. That one from ages ago with that bint Joe on. Mm-hmm. So there I was, laughing to myself on the steps while people looking at me like I was going mad. Well, much love, and please, please, please mention me on one of your shows, because that would be uber extremely ass-eating awesome. With love, Madeline. Such a lovely name and such filthy stuff. This is from Amy from somewhere or other. Because she was Amy from Philadelphia, but we don't know where she's going now, do we?
Raleigh.
Oh, yeah, Raleigh, Durham, Raleigh, Philadelphia. It's all down there somewhere. It's all in the great Satan. Don't really matter, does it? Fucking septics. Last day working with the porn. I don't think any title can top, but can she type? She's right, it can't. No. But I'll send you a few... I'll send you a few one last time. There are a lot. Here goes. Fornication Nation. Bloody pom-poms. Now, I'd like to know what that is, bloody pom-poms, whether it is just Dirty Cheerleader Massacre, or whether...
Or Australian porn.
It's Australian porn, where English people just get murdered. An Australian-English snuff movie, I don't think we should be encouraging.
No.
How about this one? From Behind is okay.
Cool.
Funny boners. Rich Bitch Gets a Glitch. I have a feeling that might be the sequel, but can she type?
Yeah.
The sequel to it, but can she type? Sperm Sessions.
Meh.
Here's one for all you Spanish-speaking enjoyers of the larger lady. Señorita Boobs.
Nice.
How about this one? Right Up the Yin-Yang. Interesting. And for the all-male cast, I imagine you'll be more interested in these, Tone. Hua! Hua! Beat you to it. Hua! Marine father, Navy son. Daddy, please. Not sure about that one.
Yeah, that's what sounds wrong.
My girlfriend's boyfriend. That's quite a good one, isn't it? So is this one. Sluts with Nuts.
Oh, dear.
Raiders of the Lost Arse.
Nice.
That's right up there with Schindler's Fist. We like that one. Yeah. Invaders from Uranus. See, I've said it properly there.
Mm-hmm.
Glory Holes of Chicago.
Ah.
That's more of a public information film, I think.
Tourism, yeah.
And last but not least, Bike Messenger Peddling Ass.
Nice.
I like that one. Thank you very much, Amy, from somewhere or other. Make sure you keep in touch with us, Amy. We do appreciate you getting in touch. You always have something funny to say. This one's from Kayla. Gooper, Gooper. Hey, Piss Mops. I read an article online concerning kitten blood boys that I found to be quite concerning.
Kitten blood.
It made the claim that guys need to become more in touch with their emotions because women want more feminine guys. No, they don't. They want mighty guys with their berserkers. I'm sure they do, really. The worry is that something like this might inspire more guys to turn to kitten blood, and that evolution might run its course and all guys will develop their very own hatchet wounds. From Kayla. You girls are rude, man. Hey, you homoerotic douchebags. So, I was at the dentist the other day, an experience you two English twats will never have to undergo. As I wait for my hatchet wound of a dentist to start cleaning my teeth, James fucking Blunt comes on the radio, goddammit. That was the worst dentist visit I've ever undergone. Shitty word of the week, Deutschbag. A son of a bitch German. That's an Admiral Douchebag. I'm not sure we can get away with that, man. I'm going to have to stick with flat face, as will become apparent. And here's the last one, from Bear.
Right.
Our regular contributor. Doesn't like it when we say our weekly email, our regular contributor. Mm-hmm. This has come from Bear. If you can explain this, Tone, in this instance, you're a better man than I am. Fuck, Cole, I'm buying a windmill.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
But I didn't get that.
I assumed he was replying to you or something.
Don't know. But he has left a more recent comment.
Yeah, that it's past couple of hours.
That I can get up on our my... Because I'm online now, aren't I?
You
I'll do it in a bit, man. But he did also... say that he showed us the new tractor that he's got.
Mm.
And he's gone, look at that beauty. But he's got himself a John fucking Deere, hasn't he? And everyone knows that, John Deere might do the job better. Some would say even a Ford would. but far and away the best tractor ever is the Massey Ferguson 450. Everybody knows that.
How the fuck do you know that?
Because my mate Bentley knows all about tractors, doesn't he?
Of course.
Because every time he meets someone from London, they say to him, "Oh, hi, Bentley, I bet you've driven a tractor," and do this stupid West Country voice.
Mm.
And quite frankly, as Bentley says, most of those towny posers wouldn't know a tractor if it hit them in the face. Even if it was a Massey 450 with split diff, front wheel axles, front wheel drive, and a stereo in the cab so you can listen to the Archers while you're ploughing. See, we love country ways on this show, mate. We do, we love them. Why don't that work?
Dunno.
Oh, I don't know. Right, so...
Are you surfing again?
Yeah, but look, we've taken way too long before the second track here, which I haven't put in yet, by the way.
Oh.
Say something about the show, will you?
I've got iTunes review, I can do that.
Yeah, do that.
On the US iTunes store this week, we had one review from Tokis, who posts on Podcast Alley. It says...
What is that show about, though?
I don't know. Love this show. Needs one more star that I just can't give. Love the Punky.
Nice. Tokis. Thank you very much, Tokis.
So that obviously was 5 stars.
Make sure that you return the favour for them, will you?
What? Oh, has he got a show? Oh, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. They've got a show, haven't they? Yeah, make sure that you return the favour for them.
Alright.
Alright. Here goes then. Next track this evening. Sorry we've taken so long to get to track two. But last 2 weeks have been quite short shows. This is by Alice Rock. Now, oh, this is cool. An England special. We can't wait for the World Cup. And what a lot of people don't know, maybe in other countries, is just how many English people travel abroad to support our football team.
Mm.
We are far and away the biggest overseas supporters of our team in the world. Regardless of size of country, this is, whenever England play abroad, whenever we play away from home, for want of a better expression,
yeah,
we take literally thousands of fans go with us. Thousands. Yeah. It's ten times the amount of any other European nation.
A lot of the away games have seemed like home matches sometimes.
They do. In the World Cup, particularly.
Mm.
In the World Cup in 2002, because the Japanese decided, because they loved David Beckham, that they were going to support us.
Mm.
And that... well, that was it. There were so many England fans in Japan. It looked like home games when we were playing. It was just a sea of red and white. And this time in Germany, obviously, the games that Germany are playing in, should they play ours, that's going to be fairly even. It'll be 50-50.
Yeah.
But every single other match man is just going to be a home game for England.
Yeah.
There's thousands going. And there's so many England fans going that a lot of them are going to have to camp. Or even worse, stay in a camper van. So I thought, to break down the kind of male grr football special that this is, we'd hear from Alice Rock. Oh, do you know what? I didn't ask you whether you knew the website for Cooper, by the way.
No. Is it Cooper.com?
No, it's CooperTheBand.com. But not bad. Let's see how you do with this. Alice Rock, she will be on our top eight, as will everyone else on the show this week. But can you guess Alice Rock's website address? Bearing in mind, she's from the UK. There's a clue.
AliceRock.co.uk?
Oh, nearly. Alice-Rock.co.uk.
I didn't need the dash.
So near, but yet so far. This is Kissing in a Camper Van. Have a listen to this. I like this. That is Alice Rock and Kissing in a Camper Van. I think that's really good, that. Do you like that, Tone?
I do like that.
It's good. Oh, sorry, man.
And the other one?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Well, no, because we've been next door in Studio One and your fader's the middle fader
so
in there.
I'm not going to yell at you because you made a mistake. Don't worry about it. Yeah, I like that. It's cool.
Your time will come.
You twat.
Flap face.
Fuck off.
Flap face. Right then. Emails and messages. If there's something that you really want to get off your chest, best not to do it on MySpace. Best to email paulieb@punkyradio.com. That is the best way. I do reply to every single email that I can on there, whereas MySpace messages, a lot of them just get lost. Yeah. So it's much better to do it on there because I've got my own... I've put in my Hotmail account, I've got a Punky weekly messages folder. So everything that comes through to do with Punky goes in there, and then on a Monday, I go through them, and I work them all out, and I get the right ones for the show. That's the best way to do it. So, here's the proof. First one comes in. I love this one. I have to tell you straight away, this one has come. The email address is drenchedinkittenblood@yahoo.com.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Nice.
Fuck Tony's ears and call him Sally, is the title. Which I do like. Hey, you fucking smacktars, I've got a phrase of the week for you. Ear fucking cock dangler. Use your imagination for what it means, and a pokeberry is a kind of berry. Yeah, I did realise that, mate.
Yeah, is he American?
Well, it must be, yeah. Penguin blood soup, an emo's favourite meal. Fair enough. drenchedinkittenblood@yahoo.com. Sorry, man, we're not having that as a phrase of the week. Because the whole point of our word of the week, phrase of the week, is we're trying to get the swearing out of it. And I'm afraid that if you left the fucking out of ear cock dangling, you just about got away with it. But what with that great big fucking in the middle of it, it does kind of defeat the object. But thank you so much. Drenched in Kitten Blood is a terrific email address. And fuck Tony's ears and call him Sally. That might be a phrase.
I don't quite understand that.
It might be a phrase that stays in for me. Well, it's the same as slap me arse and call me Jeffrey, Tone. Keep up. Right. This is from Steve. You're such a twat. Thanks. Oh, fantastic song. It's all we played last week. I hope you play it to Tony while he's sleeping. I'm doing
that. Yeah, because it's always around my house when I'm sleeping.
I'm doing other things to him while he's sleeping. I hide under his fucking bed. Quite enjoyed Jimmy the Squirrel too. Good. In fact, the music on the show was all gravy this week. Well done. Have a cookie. Also, I actually voted for you this month. Go me. I'm usually too lazy. Anyway, I think you should get all your listeners to send in some chat up lines for Kittenblood, because he blatantly can't do it by himself. It's not a bad idea, is it, Tone? Give you some chat up lines. Either that, or everyone chip in to get him a night or 30 seconds with a hooker. And the ones in Hitchin do offer group discounts. Don't ask how I know. No, I'm a bit concerned about that. So we could get the emo kids some action too, so they stop being so emo. 14 emo bands tried adding me on MySpace today. Fuckers, not me. Him, this is. Also, the Kittenblood thing. My dog, Skip, I think it's emo, but also has ADHD because it runs around like a three-year-old on speed and then runs up to the kittens and attacks them and drags them around the yard by their head or neck. You've got to be always looking to catch it. I would stop it, but I'm not really a cat person. Anyway, have a good summer. There's only about 4 days left. Ta, Steve. Very definitely English, Steve. All gravy.
Once, one Christmas, my sister bought me some, like, the 50 greatest chat lines, and they were just awful.
Yeah.
I had to bring them in 1 week.
Was one of them Johnny Garves on a Bastard?
They're all of that ilk. Yeah.
My face would be leaving in a quarter of an hour. I'd like you to be on it.
Something like that. Some of them are just damn rich.
They've all worked for me, of course, but then when you've got the kind of panache I have, it's fairly, you can say anything to a woman, really.
Yeah.
No.
It's supposed to mean money.
No. I had to drug Kerry and club her overhead and drag her off to a cave to make her the proper Mrs. Edwards. No, she's not going anywhere. She's fucking trapped now. She's still tied up. Right, next, Gooper Gooper. Ah, Punky, Jamie here from queer old Brighton, but no wank pots getting near my bung scraper. I introduced two of my fellow student animators down here in Bournemouth to your show. Both of them, Sam and Amy, fine female specimens and do what they're told. Like it. Can't get enough. We always feel like poor little emos while we're drawing away in our studio, as we keep the blinds down so we can be always looking. This normally leads to us getting out the squirrel blood and writing in our diaries, but no more. Steering clear of Fishtown has been easier than ever, thanks to you two and all the bands for the effing great music. Word of the week, flap face. As in, my, he's one clam jousting flat face. I've got a great... we're leaving the Israelite out, aren't we? Because you might have gone here. So I'm leaving that out. And by the way, thank you very much, right, to Sam, Amy and Jamie that sent this along, because they've done some terrific artwork.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Which is already on punkyradio.com, yeah. Or one of the pictures.
I'm just impressed by it.
And
it's great.
The same picture is on our myspace.com/punkyradio in the pictures section. Fucking brilliant. That's all I can say.
Giving me emo haircut, which just looks wrong.
I'm humbled by the quality of their artwork.
Mm.
And at some point, you are going to get the other two pictures on Spunky Radio as well.
Yeah, as soon as I check my email.
In our new bit that's been split, did you say listeners? Now, one bit says gallery, and one bit says O's.
Yeah.
And more of the O's later. So, right then, Tone, thank you very much, Sam, Amy and Jamie. Hopefully we'll get in touch with you again, because I might even commission some punky artwork for them. What I'll do, I might ask them to draw us something, and in return, we'll send them a Paul B's first CD and an alcohol CD when it's done. Deal? Sorry, Paul B's last CD. The first CD's rubbish. Paul B's... it's rare as rocking or shit, but it's rubbish. Paul B's last CD and the alcohol CD when it's finally done. Working title for the alcohol CD?
I don't think it's got one at the minute. No.
How about that?
I wanted to call it Faster Is Better, but
that's
they
rubbish.
Got poo-pooed by
that's,
the band.
That's rubbish. How about the title, I Don't Think It's Got One at the Minute? That is a brilliant title for an album.
No.
Yes, it is.
Might just call it Alcohol.
Tony, I know better than you.
No, you don't.
You don't make your first album eponymously titled. All right?
No.
You don't do it. I might just hold a poll. Not
for
unless
it.
You're as good as the Dead 60s, the Rolling Stones or the Beatles.
Just call it Flapface.
Call it Flapface, that'd be all right. Just call it Flaps.
Or Predator.
Or Predator.
Time will tell.
Yeah, but call it Predator, but then every single CD you sell will have your spunk all over it. So you go, oh, Predator. Oh, Lady.
It's better than signing it.
True, yeah. Well, you can always sign it in Kinblood. Let's face it, you look a bit like an emo in that red tie, apparently.
Yeah, right. I didn't know that was emo. I think maybe...
No, it's not.
That's Luke who suggested that.
Yeah, stupid Luke.
I don't know.
All right.
I got that tie for it. Anyway. Yes, I got an email here from Flame Retardant Teddy, who we heard from in the comments.
Who we've heard from already tonight. Yeah, nice.
Okay, so... ha! Awesome show, guys. Never actually expected you to read out my email, but hey, that's all good. Fuck, I'm gutted I didn't get to go to Block Party 6, being on the other side of the world and all. It sounded fucking awesome.
It was magic.
It was good. I think. I was quite drunk. But that's about to change. I'm coming back to England. I lived there all of last year, but hadn't heard of you then, so this time I must make a pilgrimage from Bournemouth to see one of your shows or one of Tony's gigs. Yeah, go see one of Paul's shows. You want to see me. I just thought I'd just let you know that we don't put wellies on our sheep because we like a bit of a fight.
You should be doing this in a New Zealand accent, by the way.
Okay. All of it?
No, just do it from now on.
Yarr, I just thought I'd let you know. I can't. We don't put wellies on our sheep because we like a bit of a fight. Have you not seen Once Away Warriors?
I have.
No,
great film.
I haven't.
Terrific film.
Is it?
And it features the same fella who was in Shortland Street. And yes, but we're not in Guatemala now, Dr. Ropatar.
All right.
Mr. Ropatar.
Is there any tits in it?
What, in Once Away Warriors?
Yeah.
Well, Maori tits, yeah. There's a few Maori tits in there, I think.
Mm. Yeah.
Yes.
Or did that movie not make it out of New Zealand?
Yes, but we're not in Guatemala now, Mr. Ropatar.
Isn't that South Africa?
Yeah, but I can't do Kiwi, can I?
No, clearly not.
I should have gone, oh, yes, is it? Oh, we're not in Guatemala now, are we, Will? No, Mr. Ropatar. Very charismatic.
It's much better. And we do get iTunes over here, we just can't subscribe or pay for stuff, but we can download your shows, thank God for that.
We can't pay for stuff?
No.
Is that because the economy's fucked?
Probably.
Yeah. Struth!
You can't put sheep down the old... ISDN line or whatever it is.
Don't try and be funny again, Tone. I think you've had your moment.
I won't try and be funny. So thank God for that. We are slowly making our way out of the Stone Age. I even discovered fire yesterday and thought the best thing to do was chase emos off with it. Yeah, that is P.
Cool. Right.
Anyhow, I'm combining sex and travel. Fucking off by Flame Retardant Teddy.
Excellent. Like it. So that's that one, and I've got one left here.
Okay.
Hello, you ass monkey, affenschwanz, sack sandwich, piss mop, toe jam eating booger faces.
Hi.
Punky equals the most awesome podcast ever invented. I heard a rumour about either you or Tony coming to Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Truth, lie, if it's a truth, what for? It's me, I'll be there for one night. Since discovering the wonders of Punky, and it'll be on the 11th of July. Since discovering the wonders of Punky, I've introduced five other people to Punky. You guys are amazing at what you do, and I don't know what I would do without my weekly dose of swearing, laughter, kin blurred, and of course, gay jokes at Tony. We don't really do those anymore. Those always seem to make me giggle. Always looking. You guys are a couple of smack-tarding, douche-nozzle piss-mops, and I love it. I should be doing this in my Canadian accent, shouldn't I? So me and my friend Amanda had a Punky marathon night at her house last week under boot. Amanda is also a fan of your show, thanks to me. We started at the first episode iTunes had, and then attempted to listen to as many episodes as we possibly could in one night. I don't remember how far we got, but I do know that it was a lot of fun. At night, we were using little parts of the show for giggles, like when Joe said, "Do you fuck your mum? What's she on about?" in the one episode. It sure was a fun night, although we were so busy laughing at the show, we didn't sleep too much. Definitely made a night to remember. Tony, you're not sleeping much tonight, are you? I hate fucking internet providers. They suspended my internet at home, even though we paid the bill twice. Shouldn't have paid in Canadian Canadian dollars. That's easy for me to
not
say.
Not slept much tonight.
No.
Yeah.
No. They should have paid him proper money. I hope they get one over by a convoy of lawnmowers driven by emo kids who are crying and slitting their kitten blood wrists in the blades of the mower while having a good wank and screaming for their mothers. You guys always seem to make my week. Keep the swearing and making Uncle Foamy stand up and tap dance, you knights of the brown hole. Chantel!
Right.
These girls are filthy! You hear me? Filthy!
They're going to feature quite heavily tonight then.
I'm shocked.
They may well feature in these a twat.
They might feature in your fucking dream.
I've actually heard from those two.
Have you?
Yes.
Oh, is that what the Easter Twat's about?
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird, isn't it? This just proves that we don't rehearse anything or go through anything, don't
we?
Or
see each other at any time apart from this show. Just yeah. Generally because you piss me off so much I can't talk to you anymore.
And because you keep pretending you've got a proper job.
Fuck off. Yeah, this is why I'm saying I'm size so tight tonight because I've been actually Dick working face. Today for a
come on, England!
So that's
all right, sorry.
Yes, it is a twat. If you have a twat to nominate, please email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with the twat's name, a reason for the nomination, and where they are. I got two emails this week, very close to each other, within three minutes, actually, both nominating the same person. I smell a rat.
I smell a rat. I smell a rat, baby!
The first one's from Amanda, who is the girl from last week who couldn't listen to the MySpace preview. So I've actually made this week so she can download it.
Oh, yeah, you've helped her out this week, haven't you?
Yeah, and then I heard from her. Okay, she has is a twat nomination. Girl called Natasha, who she claims definitely is a twat. She has been leading boys on for months.
Naughty.
Even when she's dating another one.
Oh, naughty.
She lies, hurts people for no reason, and then tries to act all tough when it comes
naughty
time.
Naughty lady.
But she honestly couldn't hurt anything more than a water balloon.
So, hold on a minute. Naughty lady.
The latest boy she led on for 2 months, and then I accidentally told him. Oh, accidentally. Because she told him that she didn't like the boy she was actually dating. My last conversation ended in her saying, "I fucking hate you, Amanda. I really, really do. I personally think that that's an honour. She should be run over by lawnmowers, in my opinion." And that's Natasha from Ontario, Canada.
Ontario,
sorry.
Don't fucking speak, man.
And then another email came through later, basically saying more. It's exactly the same thing. Apart from, this is from Chantel.
Right.
She claims that...
Chantel.
Natasha is a complete and utter crotch goblin.
Oh, dear.
And she believes she should be the number one Izzatwat of all time.
Oh, double dear.
And that's six exclamation marks, yeah, underlined, and a smiley.
Yeah, but we know that the ultimate Izzatwat's already been done, hasn't it? Because it... Wasn't it Pol Pot?
Pol Pot.
Wasn't Pol Pot...
Wasn't it...
Kim Jong-il. Was it Kim Jong-il or Pol Pot?
I think it was Pol Pot.
Pol Pot.
Yeah, you're not going to top that.
You're not going
to
top Pol Pot,
man. Well, I responded
to
her saying, like, well, what? Come on, number one Izzatwat of all time. James Blunt. And she's like, yeah, but no, seriously, this is even
James
worse.
James Blunt,
but
Pol Pot, you know, the jury's out, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which one's worse, really?
And then they both kind of told me that they think I'm gay, so that's...
Right, well, they are
great
twats, then.
Thanks for that. So it nearly backfired, but...
So they're all twats here?
They're all twats, really, but I'll let them have it.
Because you're not gay, Tony.
I'm not gay.
You're heterosexual.
I am.
Punky has got no problem with homosexuality.
No.
At all.
Some of my best friends are. But I'm not.
Most of your best friends are, because you're a bummer. Oh, I've blown it out of the water
shit,
again.
Oh, shit, there's that one.
No.
So you ready?
Hang on. No, I just want to make this quite clear. That Punky is not intentionally racist, sexist, or homophobic in any way at all. We welcome all countries, all creeds. We welcome everybody. We are uniting fans and bands across the lands. I completely forgot about that.
That's on the site now.
It is on the site now. Thank you so much for coming up with that one. Whoever it was, can't remember.
It was a girl, cynical, I think, or cynical.
Oh, cynical. Yeah. Thank you so much, so, cynical. That's a great one. I'm sorry.
Natasha from Ontario, Canada.
Do it again. Get it right,
Natasha,
man.
Natasha from Ontario, Canada is a twat.
Well done.
So
but so are the girls who nominate them.
No, they've warned me now, even a couple of times, and they apologise.
They've emailed you a couple. I bet you got straight back, don't you? Ladies, I must.
I do reply when you email me.
I sneakily went on your alcohol account the other day.
Yeah.
And saw all the conversations you were having with young girls all the way down the
that
comments.
It was probably Amanda.
Yeah, probably was. Oh, Amanda. Was
that's
it?
The girl from Is a Twat. Yeah. Oh, Punky Radio. So this,
oh, Mandy. Well, you came. That'll do. Thanks.
No. Thanks, Jimmy. Punky Radio, I added the Fairchild and Block Party, by the way, for everyone, if you want
Amanda,
to
Amanda. Oh, God. Light of my
this
life.
This could be the longest show ever.
I'm gonna make you a gentleman's wife. Bit of Don Williams, man. Can't
that's
knock it.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Wouldn't you like to say that to someone?
No.
Amanda, light of my life. I'm gonna make you a gentleman's wife.
Doesn't come
living
across
living on Tulsa time.
Doesn't it come across where in nightclubs they just go, what?
It's like only that. You singing fucking Don Williams in a fucking nightclub, you flat yeah. face.
I don't right, know, so I just give him one of my chat-up line cards. But yeah, go to punkyradio.com, get a photo section. We've added the block party photos from Tour of the Week.
It was great.
It
and
was
there's
great.
The proof.
And you'll see a lot of camera shots where I've obviously got very drunk and decided to take pictures of everyone with the camera myself. So you
I'm
see my head
slightly
particularly
to the pleased with the photograph of you and Luke Puke. They are good faces.
I didn't quite explain that on the thing, but what we're basically doing was shaking our head side to side and then took a picture.
Oh, right, okay.
So we all kind of looked
and you and Uzi
weird.
Is a fantastic picture as well. That is it.
There's some good
check
things.
Them out, punkyradio.com. Some fantastic pictures. There will be more of them when you get round to it.
Want more pictures? Really?
Yeah.
You want more of them up, do you? I've got more.
No, I don't just mean... I mean, there'll be more photos up and there'll be more pictures
oh,
up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of other events.
Of other things, yeah.
We've got video of it somewhere as well.
That's fine. That's dealt with. Listen, man, this is a long show, isn't it? Right, we need to get on with the third song. But just before we do you know what? I thought I'd read out every MySpace comment this week, but I'd left one out, Tone.
Have you?
I have, yeah. Why, hello, dear gentlemen. How are you? Hope all is well in the land of Punky Radio. All is great here. I was wondering if you could do me a huge, mongous favour. Could you dedicate something to my boyfriend, please? He worships your podcast, and I would appreciate it a lot. His name is Jake from Windsor, Ontario. Love, Jill. Or something to that effect. Thanks a bunch, gents. Freeze out. Jill.
We're and big Jill. In Ontario, aren't we?
Jill, I'm sorry. I'm afraid we can't. Third song. Here
so,
it goes.
So that's featuring quite heavily. Is this going to be an
Ontario
special?
It's the England World Cup special,
isn't it?
And I won't even be watching the World Cup final in Ontario. I'll still be in Quebec. The Quebecois, I'd better watch
Quebec.
Out, man. Fucking Quebecois, I'd better fucking watch it. If there's any female Canadian vocalists, particularly any female French Canadian vocalists in the Montreal area on July the 9th, I would stay fucking clear of me, particularly if England aren't in the World Cup final, because I'll have it on me. I'll be in Fishtown. I'll be in Fishtown, Quebec. And those female French-Canadian vocalists do not want to be anywhere near
you
me.
I think Paul sounds a bit outrageous sometimes when he's happy and angry.
Yeah.
Well, you seem as properly angry.
Well, yeah.
Fuck
you,
that.
No, you don't like me when I'm nice. I mean, there's no fucking David Banner thing going on here. There's no Dr. David Banner. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. Fuckers, you don't like me anyway. You really don't want to see me proper angry. Because I fucking hate female French-Canadian vocalists, particularly when England have lost to football.
Don't start. We've only got 20 minutes left on the minute.
Oh,
so
Jesus Christ, on a
up.
Bike. We had better get a move on.
We've been going nearly 50 minutes so
right.
far.
Have we really? Jesus. Right.
Yeah.
So, F Sharp. This is going to be the longest show ever.
No
Third
doubt.
Track, England special. We are from England. F Shovel. Can't find a website for them, but they will be on our MySpace top 8. It's myspace.com/ We Are From England. This is F Shovel. They sent this through. He said, will you play it? Of course I fucking will. This is quite aggressive, but I absolutely love it. Here goes. Oh, I'll switch it off now. My penis. Flat face. England!
England! Got a passport back and a tickets to Germany. Got a flag of St. George and I'm meeting with destiny.
A sand newspaper.
It isn't particularly PC, that one, but I do like it. We Are From England, F Shovel. That gets me in the mood for some good old-fashioned fighting, which, quite clearly, we're not encouraging on this show at all, because Punky would like a peaceful
love,
World Cup.
War.
I'd like to prove, actually, that, well, not personally, that England fans aren't as bad as all that during the World Cup. I would like that very much. I would like it if it could just go all right. And obviously, us win it.
Oh yeah, that would
be
nice.
Yeah. I think that's the best way.
If it's winning, it would probably stop the fighting.
The best way that we can ensure there's no English violence in the World Cup this year is for England to just fucking win it.
Hmm.
But the thing is, you know, I've spoken about this before, but we're actually not the worst culprits now.
No.
I mean, we keep most of our serious hooligans at home.
Take the passports.
They have to turn their passports in. They're not allowed. It's relatively easy to police English thugs trying to get abroad, well, because there's the sea between us and the rest of Europe.
You still need your passport to travel to Europe.
Yeah, of course you do. Well, you need photo ID.
You're not supposed to, are you? It's what it's supposed to be, like, you just travel wherever you want.
Yeah, but
you can,
mate,
just share
it. Still, you still. Once you get into Europe, once you get into mainland Europe, there is freedom of movement between countries within the EU. But to get out of England, man, you need a passport. You still need a passport when you get a jersey.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you don't actually, but they don't like taking photographic ID. But that's largely since That thing that happened on the 11th of November? 9th of November?
Then, yeah.
Get really confused with that date. But that's since then, they've just kind of made everything worse, haven't they? Right, now, we do normally have a load of content here, don't we? We normally have some stories and that, but we're a bit short on time. So it has been 666 today. I doubt by the time you hear this podcast, anything bad will have happened, to be honest with you. It is a load of bunkum, isn't it, really? It's a load of bumcum. That's what it is. 666, load of bumcum. That's what I reckon.
But yeah, this probably hasn't got up there to at least the 6th, the 7th, the 6th.
It's 766 could indeed be scarier.
Yeah.
I mean, the day after the end of the world is going to be fucking seriously frightening, isn't it? Is that right?
That's the worst hangover ever.
What are we going to do now, then? Because Punky will, of course, still be here, because we're in league with the Dark Lord.
Yeah.
That's right.
End of the world, there'll be bugs left and us.
Because we're mates with Rolf Harris.
He is Satan.
He's the closest thing to Satan in the pop stroke art world.
Especially Rolf Aru. Is Satan.
The Rolf Aru is really fucking scary, mate. It's all out of whack.
Yarr.
Scared the wits out of me, mum and dad. I love... That was the best advert ever, when Rolf in the swimming pool, when he's gone back like that and he's got his toes sticking out the water. Learn to swim. Fucking magic. I don't think he said fuck it. but he just goes, yeah, also couldn't swim. Jumped in the water. Didn't know what I was doing. Scared the wits out of me mum and dad. Fucking love that.
The advert that sticks into my mind from when I was a kid was that gas advert. You know the one where the guy walks in the house and someone walks in and goes, can you smell gas? And he goes to turn the lights on and he goes, no!
No!
Stuck in my head for years.
Boom!
Brian, no!
I like
don't
the,
know why.
Think once, think twice, think bike campaign. Do you remember that one?
No.
Oh, no, because I am older than you.
See,
you
I can't remember the whole seatbelt thing either.
Clunk, click, every trip.
Mm.
Beauty.
No, I can't remember that.
Beauty. But think once, think twice, think bike was a fantastic campaign, really, really powerful. It doesn't have to rhyme, man.
Well, sure, if it's a slogan.
Do you know nothing about poetry? Of course you don't.
No.
Oh, we haven't done Poetry Corner, fuck. Right, it is, think once, think twice, think bike. Was a basic campaign whereby, when you're driving, make sure you're always looking. You're always looking.
See, now that's
for
catchy.
The cyclist. Yeah, that doesn't rhyme. When you're driving,
no,
always
catchy,
looking.
But think once, think twice, think bike.
That's fucking fantastic.
Shit.
Think once, think twice, think bike. It was brilliant the way it was done.
That is
but
shit.
On the young ones, they did a brilliant spoof of the advert.
Yeah.
Which just said, think once, think twice, think don't drive your car on the pavement. So, have you seen this week, by the way, that Big Ben, now, not Big Ben.
The bell.
The clock itself, right? Mm-hmm. Big Ben is having maintenance work done on it. And it means, because Big Ben is the actual bell, for those of you who didn't know, it's not the building.
No.
The bell itself is Big Ben, right? I think there's four bells around it that are smaller. And the four bells play the tune. The bing, bong, bing, bong, bong, bong. But right, they're the bells around. And then Big Ben just goes, dong, bong, like that. Yeah. Well, one of the bells needs some work doing. So for the next few weeks, you're not going to hear the tune, because otherwise, without one of them there, it'd go bing, bong, 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 right, it'd be rubbish. So they're not going to actually play the tune, they're just going to have, on the hour, it's just going to go at 1 o'clock, bong, and then at 2 o'clock, it'll just go bong, bong, and then at 3 o'clock, it'll go bong, 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 and how many bongs will there be at 4 o'clock?
I don't know, but I definitely have lost the will to live.
No, well, the thing is, mate, you fucked my joke up, you cunt. Right, we're going through it again now. So, at 1 o'clock, it'll go bong, right? Then at 2 o'clock, it'll go bong, bong. And then at 3 o'clock, it'll go bong, bong, bong. But how many bongs will be at 4 o'clock?
Four.
No, there won't be any bongs at all, because we'll have done 6 bongs already. We'll be fucked! Oh. See, that would have been a great joke if you hadn't pissed it up, you wank, fucking wank pot.
Hey, yeah. Hello, who's the Skunk Listeners, by the way? What?
You can't do it without me. You can't fucking do it without me. You fuck up my jokes, but you can't do it without
me. Like a 6-year-old.
That's quite right, too. I built that joke up and you just fucked it. Just because you've had to do some fucking work today.
God. I've been quite had enough. Flap face.
Fucking ruining my songs. Songs, jokes. Ruining, and you did bring your guitar in your penis. Flap face. You've got nothing to say, have you? All you can do is respond to me. You've got nothing to say. No wonder you're fucking single. What woman would go out for a meal with you? I tell you, none. Do you know why? Because they go, how's your day, Tony? You go, it's all right. And then you said, I had some Kit and Blair for lunch.
Cool.
Fact is, I couldn't do this show without you, but you don't ever seem to pick up on that, do you? Now, last song. Oh, Poetry Corner then, last song. Where's my Poetry Corner gone? Oh, no, look, I'll do Poetry Corner and my iTunes review afterwards. Let's get this last song on, otherwise everyone else will be losing it. I can't believe you fucked up my joke, you fucking flat face. Last song we have played this evening, we've played Stand Up For England by Cooper. Website?
Cooper.com.
No, CooperTheBand.com. Pay attention. Second up, we played Alice Rock, Kissing in a Camper Van. Website?
Alice-rock.co.uk.
Very nice. Third up, we played F Shovel, We Are From England. Only got a MySpace account for them. Can you remember the MySpace?
MySpace.com/Eshovel?
No, it's MySpace.com/WeAreFromEngland. And last up, I'm completely throwing it all out of the water because we played an England song, then we played a song for English fans who are having a camp, and now, well, then we played another England song that's quite aggressive, but now, to finish it all off, we're playing the Bleach Boys with their ode to German occupation of other countries in our classic England World Cup charge special called Hooligan Uber Alice. Do you know the Bleach Boys website, mate?
No, bleachboys.com.
Thebleachboys.co.uk. You were on the right track there, mate. I'm sorry I called you all those names in, but don't fuck up my jokes again. Right, and they will also be on our MySpace Top 8, and I do strongly recommend that you add the Bleach Boys, because we want to get the Bleach Boys to be the most added band in the fucking world, basically, because we love them. Here it is, Hooligan, Uber Alice, Bleach Boys. Is that? Hey?
It's cool. Short.
Excellent. Hooligan, Uber Alice, Bleach Boys. One of the best bands in the world ever. Right, now, I've got to quickly do this now. So, alright, this wasn't an iTunes review. Please, if you can go on iTunes and review us, it'd be a great help. Thank you very much. Check this out. Due to your extreme awesomeness, I included Punky in a post on my blog about fun things to do on the internet, as opposed to, say, reading my blog. It was weeks ago, and it completely slipped my mind to email you about it until now. It reads as follows. If you enjoy any of the following: punk rock, supporting new music, swearing, creative insults, British accents and or people, making fun of emo kids, purple burglar alarms, alone or in combination, I strongly suggest you check out the world's most hilarious podcast, Punky Radio. It's hosted by Paul B. Edwards and Tony Hearn, who also do a show called Punk and Disorderly on Mansfield 103.2 FM. That's in England. I've never heard of it because I don't live in England, but I'm sure it's great, though probably has much less swearing and general douchebaggery. You can subscribe to the podcast via Podcast Alley or iTunes. We'll probably, however, or probably whoever you want, really. If you visit Podcast Alley, please vote for them, as there are some goofy crybaby emo kids who desperately need to get bitch slapped. Also, leave a comment, because if it doesn't suck, they'll read it on the show. The Punky website has links to everything, including websites for most of the bands they play, and their MySpace page, Rock On Smacktards. That's from Amber. Mm. I've sent her a little message back saying, thanks, Amber. Now, if you can go and post that again on iTunes with perhaps 5 stars, that would be lovely. You've got the arsehole with me, haven't you?
I have a little bit.
I can tell. You've got the arsehole with me.
But there's a little bit weird putting the Pearl Burger Arm thing in there, because that's going to mean nothing to him.
Doesn't matter.
No.
You've got the arsehole with me, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, you've been a complete arsehole.
Punky Poetry Corner. Hey, Deuce Nozzles, I've an emo poem for you piss mops. Yet another emo poem. Last week I heard you read an emo poem and I laughed so hard I tripped going down my stairs. By the way, if you do have a poem for Poetry Corner, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Here goes. Emo today, gone tomorrow, I cut my wrist, I'm full of sorrow. I got beat up because I dyed my hair, they say I'm a douche, but I don't care. I draw in kitten blood and slit my wrist, and wear black pants, only my little sister fits. I had some balls that packed up and ran away, they said life was too shitty, living on a gay. I listen to James Bond the Cunt and Coldplay on my MP3, when I see girls I want to run and flee. I read Catcher in the Rye, which to me is golden, and cry in public when I think of that misunderstood boy named Holden. I'm a piss mop emo, and it's plain to see that if you beat me up, I'd just write about it in my diary. In sweet, sweet kitten blood, tied up with ribbons, that's my emo poem, and fuck emos, because if we don't, no one will. Nigel Smith, Whitecourt, Alberta, Canada. Hey, say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
I'm sorry about that. Okay.
All right.
Okay, mate.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
All right.
You sure?
Yeah.
You're not, are you?
Yeah.
You're seriously pissed off?
No.
Flat face.
Cunt.
I'll let you have the last word.
Cunt.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
On PodRiot.com.
The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show, and Limelight.